All right, good to see you guys again. It's been great, you know, being here in Mankato for camp with the facilities and the weather's cooperated with us and the fan support. It's all been great. The university, you know, with the supplies that they've done as far as the meals and the meeting rooms and just all those things have been great so far, and our guys have been able to really concentrate and focus on what we're trying to do football-wise. That always is a big plus, not something that we want to take for granted and say, you know, we're grateful for that. We're in the camp now a little bit here with the vets. We're going on a week now, so, you know, we're starting to get into the meat of some of our things. We got a Saturday night. We'll get after it a little bit with a night practice, and then we'll come back the next week, you know, looking forward to our first preseason game. All right? Questions? I tell you, one thing about Sendejo, he's a true professional. He's very consistent day in and day out of, you know what you're getting with him. So that's a credit to him with his accountability, not only to his teammates, but to us as far as, you know, what we try to do schematically, calls and communications, all those things. I think everybody, you know, knows his accountability and what he's going to bring to the football field. He's a tough physical football player that is very accountable and, you know, does a good job for us. I think the big thing, right, he pays attention to all the little details. I mean, he's going to do everything. When you say of being a professional, he's going to eat right. He's going to take care of his body. He's going to get rest. He's going to be in the playbook. We can go from the classroom to the field. You're going to see it. You're going to hear it exactly the way, you know, that we put it in. And I think that makes everybody around him comfortable. And the one thing about him, I mean, when the ball turns over now, he's going 100 miles an hour. Which, you know, that's what we're trying to emphasize is everybody playing aggressive, getting to the football. And he eludes that every day.
Does he have to tap the brakes once in a while?
Certain situations with play actions and those kind of things, if he's disciplined with his eyes, you know, playing in the middle of the field, those types of deals, knowing where the landmarks are, eliminating threats and those kind of deals. But, you know, we all have things we got to improve on. And, you know, like I said, he's got a lot of strengths that he brings to the table. The thing you see about him is he comes out, he makes a lot of plays for us. He does a good job in the run game of getting on and off blocks. He's got a good understanding of the passing game as far as the matchups underneath. So we're trying to get our best three guys out there, and, you know, we're just having a competition, and we'll just see as it progresses through the preseason, through camp. But he's earned a spot to get up there and compete with those guys, and he's done a good job of, you know, coming to work every day and knowing what to do and, you know, the temperament that we want to do it with.
Yesterday, an ideal day for a defense, wind and cold?
That helps us, you know what I mean? I mean, anytime the wind's blowing, it can help, you know, with the accuracy of the quarterback, those kind of things, we'll take it. But, no, it's been great weather here. Yesterday it was a little cold, but that was a good experience for our guys to get out here. It's not going to change. Coach talks about it all the time. You know, times are going to change when we play games. Elements are going to change when we play games. So that's one of those situations. You got to come out and stay focused on what it is we're trying to get accomplished.
George, with the players getting into their fourth year with this defense, what are some of the things you can do now that maybe you're putting in the first year or two?
I think the more familiarity that they have with it, now they're not thinking quite as much. They can line up and play because they've been through, you know, some experience as far as adjustments, as far as different things offenses try to do. I think the one thing we can do is, as we keep going with it, is just keep using the strength of our players, getting them in the best position, you know, to make plays and whatever we feel like from week to week, being able to go to adjust what teams are trying to do to us, you know, worried about the matchups, those kind of things, and try to help in those areas.
Are you able to be more aggressive
I think the big thing is our players feel comfortable with situational football. Coaches spend an enormous amount of time with situational football in off season and now, and I think you put that with the calls that we're going to use in those situations, I think they're a lot more comfortable with them that when they come up in a game that, you know, they've been through it, they understand what it is we're trying to get accomplished in the situation, and we'll react a lot faster.
George, in the modern NFL, why is it so important to have a player like Linval Joseph? I mean, we all think of nose tackles from the 70s and the 80s and all that, but why is it still so important to have a guy like him on
Well, Linville is an exceptional player. He's got not only the bulk, the play to position, and the block awareness of what's going on, and balance and contact balance and all those things, but just the attitude that he brings to it every day. You look at college football right now, you don't see a lot of nose guards because there's a lot of spread. So, having a guy like that in the middle of your defense that brings that type of work ethic and that type of pride to what it is he's trying to get accomplished is definitely a plus. Like Coach has said, and I'll say, he's one of the best I've ever been around. I mean, he's really a dominant force in there, does it exactly how you try to get it taught every day. And, the consistency that he brings to practice every day and takes to the game, I mean, that's a big plus for us.
Given the way it is in college, do you think that the position is going to survive long-term in the NFL, or coaches have to find another way?
Well, one thing about it, to stop the run in the NFL, I mean, you're going to need a guy that can sit there and be able to handle the double teams, but yet still be able to move his feet when he's starting to get the flat scoops and those kind of things. So I see that as being a cog within a defensive scheme as things move forward. Now, finding it's a little bit different thing. There's only a few of them, that come out every year. But guys develop as they go through it, and that's what you have to hope to do.
How's Mackenzie Alexander
looking? He's really worked hard. He's played pretty consistent for us throughout, training camp so far. Again, that process is just evaluation every day. When we get under the lights tomorrow, when we get to the preseason game. So that's just going to continue on. But to his credit, I mean, he's really worked hard. You can tell he's in tune to what we're asking him to do. Calls and communication, he's been good. And, he's just got to keep progressing and learning and keep improving each and every day.
What more do you want to see out of him before you're comfortable with him in that role?
Well, I think with everybody right now, we got a lot of competition going around on our side of the ball. It's just going to be going through the process. And when the lights come on to play in the preseason games, when we get opportunities to compete out here in practice, we want to see that consistency every single day. Not only from us, but with the players, in that position, making sure that the guys around him feel comfortable that he's going to get his job done.
You mentioned the lights tomorrow night. Do you approach it any differently than a normal practice?
We're not approaching it any differently. It's the first time that, we've practiced at night. A lot of our preseason games are going to be at night. Whether it's special teams catching a ball, in the lights, or, defensive backs making sure we're focused and our eyes are focused on what it is. So it's just another evaluation of something that's going to come up not only during the preseason, but also come up during the season. I mean, we got Monday night games. We got Thursday night games. We got to have a Sunday night game. So with those situations, you just got to make sure it stays focused, stay consistent throughout the process.
George, your call
plays
in Buffalo?
You have to talk to Coach Zimmer about that.
Calling plays calling the defense in the preseason as opposed to the regular season?
Well, I think in the preseason we're kind of where we are with the install. It's not as much game planning where, guys, we're spending a lot more time on what it is we're trying to get done going into the season. I mean, we're evaluating a lot of different guys as far as it's not as specific defensively as far as matchups, those types of deals. So from that aspect of it, it is an evaluation, but we also want to go out and, play good defense, play good fundamentals and techniques, and have guys, fly around and make plays.
Can you really get a feel for, what it would be like calling in the – I know you've done it before, but whenever dialing up a specific thing.
As a signal caller, I mean, calling defenses in the preseason regularly, you're calling them to win. You know what I mean? You're trying to get guys in the best position. But, again, it's not like we went through and trying to stop a specific play that they run. You kind of, get into the preseason game, and it's more about, executing what it is that you do have called, whether we have a base coverage call, sub, blitz, or whatever it is. So the biggest thing is to get lined up, execute what it is we're trying to do, and like I said, there's no magical calls. I mean, it's about our guys lining up and executing.
Last couple for George.
Coach, as we watched practice yesterday, it seems like Anthony Barr has been a lot more active before the snap. Are you going to try to use him more as a pass rusher than a stand-up linebacker this year, or adapt him a little bit differently?
We'll just have to see as we keep progressing down the road. Again, we're trying to get all our guys in the best advantageous position to take advantage of their skill set. And, Anthony, he wears a lot of different hats, and he's pretty good at wearing those hats, and he's really had a good camp so far. So we'll look forward as we keep working through camp and progressing down the road to see what it lasts.
Another question about the play calling. When Zimmer's calling the defensive plays in the games, how often does he consult with you immediately before the play, or is there time to do that? Does he get get your input and then he makes the call? Or how
I think Coach Zimmer, Coach Zimmer's called plays for a long time. The biggest thing is anytime something comes up, we want to have, a response to be able to answer it. Therefore, if we don't get it stopped, then it's going to keep coming the rest of the day. So I think it's collective amongst our staff of guys handling the areas that they concentrate and focus on. And it's about a group effort of all of us trying to get our guys in the best position to be successful.
What have you learned most about his ability to specifically play call in the heat of the moment like that?
Well, I think, the preparation going into it is, key as far as, in the play call, and you do a lot of preparation during the course of the week. And again, we're working the situations out here doing training camp. The situations of what certain teams like to do, offenses like to do in certain situations are as critical to anything when you're making those calls. But just like anything else you get in a game, sometimes you're going to have to adjust. So, it goes hand in hand. I think guys do a great job of handling their areas, understanding what it is we're trying to get accomplished, and, guys going out and executing the call.
Hey, George, how do you assist the run defense so far throughout when you got the pads on?
We had a day the other day where we weren't as consistent, especially with some of our shell coverages. So we'll continue to work on those things, the fundamentals of it, and hopefully we'll continue throughout this camp, throughout preseason, and we'll continue to get better with guys getting on and off blocks, being able to make plays, because we're not going to be able to line up in eight-man fronts and blitz and do those kind of things. So from our aspect of it, we got to be able to line up in our shell coverages, but guys get on and off blocks and make plays.
Areas.
I can't hear you.
Is Ben Gedion a guy who's shown up in those areas a little
bit? Ben's done a good job. I mean, he's a very instinctive football player, and like any other position, the biggest deal is handle your responsibility and go find the ball. He has been able to find the football quite a bit during this part of training camp thus far.
Thanks.
All right.